Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Leberecht is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and he is the author of the new book, The Business Romantic, Give Everything, Quantify Nothing, and Create Something Greater Than Yourself. Tim, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. TheBusinessRomantic.com is the website, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And available, I'm sure, wherever books are sold. Tim, when I think about romance in business, I think about the Main Street economy. I think about the way small business owners do business. We're planted in the ground out here. We can't run and hide. We got nowhere to hide. We even if we don't want, maybe we're not even inclined to do what we say we'll do, but we got nowhere to hide, so we have to do what we say we do. We're morally and environmentally predisposed to do the right thing out here on Main Street. And that creates the classic capitalism that made America what it is. What I'm worried about today, and I think the biggest assault that's being made on your idea of business romance, is coming out of Wall Street and the oligarchs, the oligarchy between Wall Street and Washington. That sick relationship, I think, Tim, is where the problem is right now. You got people in the big banks and Wall Street making money without creating anything, and also not allowing Main Street to play with them, to be part of their economy. That's where I see where romance is eroding the fastest. What do you think?
Well, I think some of the virtues of small business owners, integrity, authenticity, come to mind, right? Sort of really showing up as who you are and having your reputation, your personal reputation at stake at all times.
Yeah.
I think those are all attributes, qualities, and experiences that I think would translate very well to larger organizations as well, where there's more bureaucracy, you know, there's quarterly earnings, there's a bunch of other pressures,
yeah,
I think, that might threaten those virtues. So I think with my book, I'm trying to propose rules of enchantment, as I call them. So very specific, concrete techniques and tools that help you to find and create more romance in your work, whether that is in a large corporation or in a small business. But I think in a small business, in a way, I think it's more tangible, right? Because it's more directly experienced in your day-to-day business.
Well, for example, I mean, I like to get specific with things. What about, you know, so many small businesses that do business with big companies, these our big customers, they have the money to pay us, but they might wait 4, 5, 6 months to pay us. Now, to me, that's abuse, Tim. That's not romantic. That's abuse. And those kinds of values, in my opinion, are the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish with your book. And I know that sounds, maybe talking about getting paid doesn't sound, isn't the kind of thing you want to think about when you think of romantic. But to me, it's part of doing what you say you're going to do. And if I have a small business company that can't pay me for 4 months and it's because they don't have the money, then that's one thing. But these companies have the money and they still don't pay. What do you think?
Well, I think the proposal the book is making is to strengthen those qualities, right? Not to necessarily criticize the behavior of large organizations, which, you know, I agree with. But I think the book is trying to encourage business owners, entrepreneurs, and managers at all levels of organizations to come out as business romantics and insist on these values.
Oh no, I agree, but Tim, we don't have a lot of power, a lot of influence. You know, they have the business. We want the business, and sometimes we take it. The option for us then to do what you're saying would be to just not take their business.
Well, sometimes you have to walk away, right?
Yeah,
From clients.
And I have done that. Other small business owners
have done that too.
Have done it. But isn't that sad that's the response we have to make?
Well, I think it's the most extreme response, right? But I think there are multiple ways of engaging and doing business. And I think it's important that we live up to our values and that we don't compromise, you know, on our values, on our absolute values.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are moments, right, when you have to walk, when there's absolutely no common ground, and I think that's fine. But I think there's also ways, and that's what my book is trying to do, to reframe a situation,
right,
to reframe a conversation and make it more meaningful, more romantic.
And you're trying to bring more humanity back into the marketplace with your book, aren't you?
I am. I think in two ways. I think in one way, it's really reestablishing what it means to be human with all our inconsistencies and wondrous decisions and not just be a mere number and a machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
A cog in the machine. And then
part
the other
of big
hand,
data.
I think we're seeing this onslaught of big data and smart algorithms and surveillance and the quantification of everything. That comes with a lot of benefits, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I think if we only believe, right, that that's the only truth, then I think we just kind of minimize ourselves to mere data points.
If any of your big business friends say to you, where can I find this romance? Does it even exist anymore? Tell them to go hang out with a small business owner, okay? Out here on Main Street. That's where it's still here. It's not a unicorn. It does exist. It's not dead. It's out here on Main Street where small business owners live. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today. The business is called The Business Romantic. The book, ladies and gentlemen, The Business Romantic by Tim Lebrecht. Tim, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.